where my mother's side saddle was, and I asked my brothers and sisters, all right, if we give it to them, so we did. And they've got it down at Jackson in that thing. I never have been to the museum. Actually, I don't think they've got it operating in a big way yet. I did go there the day that I took that side saddle there, and I took that fork that we used to use to put hay up in the barn with on that rope deal. I took it and gave it to them, and an old pitcher pump. They had requested a pitcher pump, and a pitcher pump is a little pump that you use that hand pump that just went on a real shallow well and or system. And they had in the market bulletin that they wanted that, so I had one of those, and I gave them that. And I gave them my mother's side saddle. But as far as the farm equipment is concerned, it's pretty crude as compared to what we had 10 years ago. And what we got 10 years ago, I guess it's pretty darn obsolete and small as compared to what they use in the main on these farms now. Actually, the biggest farm equipment I ever used was two-row equipment. And nobody's got time to fool with that kind of stuff now. But used to, when I first started farming, well, the biggest equipment we had is what two mules could pull.
Hmm. And a wagon, did you ever see wagons? I remember, you know, when you came up, you saw them, man.
Well, actually, we didn't have rubber tires, you know, until, well, I don't know, 30 years ago, I guess.
What'd you have?
Well, the wagons were made out of wood and steel.
Yes, sir.
But the rim of the wagon wheels was steel, and the rest of it was wood.
Uh-huh.
And
had a wood?
Wood spokes and wood, the wheel was made out of wood, but it was made out of...